Bellefonte Nuclear Plant, and in May of 94, I went to work at a place in Fort Payne, Alabama, called Valley Joist. They built bar joists. And I worked there for about a year, and I left there in May of 95 and went to work for the city of Rainsville at their wastewater treatment plant, training to be a plant operator. And that's where I'm at now. I'm going to school part-time as prices come available to become an operator. I have to be certified by the state environmental people to be an operator of a wastewater treatment plant.
You've done a lot of things over the course of your life. Overall, do you think you've had a pretty good life to this point?
Yeah, I feel like I have. I've been able to buy a home and pay for it, and I've been pretty healthy all my life, and I feel like I've had a good life up to now.
Had its ups and downs, though, eh?
Yeah, I've had a good time, some bad time.
Well, I guess this is going to conclude our interview. I didn't mention it at the beginning, but the man that I've interviewed is my father, and a man that I hold the utmost respect for, along with my mom. And I couldn't have asked for better parents. I couldn't have asked for a better raising than the one I got from the two of them. And if there's one thing my dad showed me through the time that I was growing up and that I was at home, is that hard work can pay off. Like he said, we saw some good times and some bad times, but we're here, we're all happy, and life's been good.
As far as around here, I know things has changed a little over the years, but have they changed just a whole lot since you've lived around here?
Yeah.
They have?
Yeah.
How have they changed?
Well, they just... In roads are better, and more good houses, and might be less people. I tell you about that last night.
I guess a lot of people's moved to cities or wherever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you take on Saturday evenings and Sunday morning, they'd be a crowd out here around this old school. You can remember that, can't
you? You don't see that no more, do you?
Mm-hmm. No, that's all it's on.
I guess the community used to be closer
than
it is now. See a lot of people now that you don't know going down the road, and used to, everybody you saw, you knew, right?
That's right. Don't know anybody now.
So when you were sawmilling, you just pulled your sawmill around everywhere you went.
That's right.
Took it with you.
Yeah.
Well, that made it easier, didn't it?
That's the only way we could get logs to it.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have no trucks or nothing to haul logs with, so you had to do it that way. Was there a lot of good timber?
Yes, there was.
Around here?
Yeah, when we come here, there's a lot of good timber.
Is there still pretty good timber, or is it not as good as it was? Or
I don't think it's as good. I don't know much about it now, so I don't get out too much.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's too good now. These people now clean it up in a hurry.
Yeah.
they do it in less than a day.
And tear up everything that they don't cut?
Yeah, tear up everything they don't cut. Won't never be no more of that.
Or a lot of it that you cut's done grow back and could be cut again.
Yeah, I've cut. Since I've been here, I've cut it off 3 times. And if these guys ain't got in there with the machinery they got now, you've been ready to cut off again.
But now this new stuff, just gonna be bare there where the trees was. Ain't gonna be nothing grow back now.
Yeah, if you'll cut it and cut it right, you can cut it there with 15 years.
So you cut it 3 times?
Yeah, I'll cut a lot of it 3 times.
A lot of it 3 times.